Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to The Status Bro on KFXR 1190 AM, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined by Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey!
Andrew Egren.
How's it going, Bro Strider?
Man, I finally did that for the first time since we started the show. I finally caved.
What are you talking about?
I've been getting flack for that this entire time that I always say joined, for ever since John started it, really, that I say joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
That is true.
I finally caved and I said joined by.
That was like 30 episodes ago when we talked about
that. I subtly quit doing it the last couple weeks, but I would just say with Zach instead of joined with.
Yeah.
But yeah, I finally decided to go ahead and cave and just let it go.
So joined by is grammatically correct, huh?
Yeah. Huh. I don't think a lot of people noticed that joined with this. There's just a handful of people that were annoyed by it. Did you ever notice it?
No.
Andrew, you didn't until John said something.
No, actually, I haven't noticed that since then either, which is weird because I'm kind of a grammar Nazi and that just never occurred to me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we haven't had a show in a while, guys. A couple of weeks. Everything's been on hiatus. And I want to say thank you to everyone tuning in at our new day and time here on Sunday nights. And I'm glad we got everything straightened out. Andrew, what's happened with you in the last 3 weeks?
Just living the dream, man.
You still banging Tinder chicks?
Yeah.
We were talking about this a little bit before the show. How many chicks on Tinder have you banged?
7.
Damn, dude. Wow. Let's give a...
Yeah.
That's the most successful Tinder run I've ever heard of.
Yeah, dude, Tinder's got to be like the greatest app ever.
Dude, AJ should be on the poster for Tinder. He should be on a billboard.
The poster child.
He should be advertising for them.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. AJ, the face of Tinder.
Yeah. They just have AJ's face with a big grin holding up, like, the number 7 with his fingers, and then just the Tinder app logo.
Now, you know, we just had Halloween and all that stuff, and I always really enjoy Halloween. And because we haven't had a show in a while, so I didn't get to do any, like, Halloween special or anything this year, but I want to kind of catch up. I have a couple of things I want to dive into about, you know, some good Halloween-related stories and a little bit of trivia for you guys.
You remember last year?
We haven't done that in a long time, but I thought our Halloween special last year rocked.
Yeah, no, I thought it was solid last year. We had, like, horror trivia, and you actually, like, put in music drops and stuff.
Yeah, and we had, like, Thomas Chewitt, Man, You Ate a Bizarre Food, and Jason Voorhees, You Had to Pour a Shot, and all that stuff.
Jason Voorhees.
I thought that was pretty fun. Zach, don't you have a couple of stories to dive into first before I get into my stuff?
Yeah.
Although, real quick, while you pull up your stories, I wanted to ask something and get your opinion on this, because you're a little bit younger. And I'll admit, a lot of times in my older age, I'm a very immature man. I don't know if you ever picked up on that.
Never noticed.
I can be very, very childish.
Yeah.
So... I guess like a year ago, Andrew and I were talking about this before the show. Did you ever do stuff with your buddies, like when you would get hammered and they would pass out, you'd like write on their face or take pictures or fart on them or something?
I'd like take pictures, but nothing, because people did that to me and I thought that sucked. So whenever I had the opportunity, I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
Well, see, I know one guy, I mean, a couple of our buddies in high school used to take this very far. In fact, the guy, the perpetrator in this very story concerning Andrew is the same guy who did this in the story that I'm talking about. Once in high school, he stamped his member on another one of our buddies' heads while he was asleep. And first of all, I think he should be more embarrassed for doing it than the guy who has passed out.
In a weird way, yeah.
I mean, I don't think I could ever bring myself to do something like that.
No.
It's just a little too gay for me. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I prefer the... to be heterosexual.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about a person that they're willing to do that to somebody who's passed out.
Not to suggest one's sexuality is a preference. I just happen to be straight. You know?
Right.
I gotta be politically correct here.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so this was... Are you sure this wasn't like a couple years ago?
No, this was my 28th birthday. I distinctly remember that.
All right, what happened?
Well, we went out to Fry. We did, you know, shots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like we were known to do back then when we lived in Denton.
Sounds like a good time.
Andrew passed out. We weren't really looking to mess with him, but I guess for some reason he had like this really he was passed out on the couch with his head kind of cocked back and his mouth just like gaping open. It just looked funny. So all Sajak did was take a picture of AJ and then we posted it on Facebook the next day. But AJ was really pissed about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, why'd that make you so mad?
Because it was a really unflattering picture, and he wasn't doing it to be funny. He was doing it to be a jerk, and you know this.
But don't you think that's a little bit funny?
No.
Zach, it's a little funny.
It's a little funny.
I mean...
It's funny because it's almost so innocent. Like, out of all the things you could have done, that's what you go for, just posting a pic. And, like, I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where it's a little bit douchey, but it's not as bad as, I don't know. Of all the,
what would have been a worse situation at this?
Well, he didn't mess with you while you were asleep or anything.
Okay, he's got two previous videos of that you took. Yeah, took of him farting on me while I was asleep. And this is all within the last 2 years. So no, we're talking about three guys.
I don't think so.
30. Yes.
I need to pull up the timestamps on these and look and see when they actually were taken.
And he saves, and he'll send them to me sometimes, like, ah, look at this cute thing I did.
So. That also is true, and I'll admit that's a little bit douchey.
And there's absolutely nobody, aside from this guy, Sajak, who would do something like that at this phrase.
Yeah, he's probably like, right, too. And I play into it when I'm drunk because, you know, it's like I'm 18 years old again.
Yeah, it's like you have to.
Yeah, I think that's even being generous. I'm more like 15 years old again.
That is funny, though, that like three dudes that are like...
Actually, it's just two dudes, because it's not like I'm a party. Two dudes
almost in their 30s.
Yeah, late 20s. Like, think this is the funniest thing ever.
AJ, can we post a picture from the show's page?
No.
All right. You're a real sport.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, go ahead with your stories.
All right.
Sorry, no, Andrew.
Please.
See, he takes it so seriously, which is what makes it funny.
It's sophomore.
Zach, you're much younger than either one of us, and you wouldn't do something like that, would you?
No.
It wouldn't even occur to you.
No.
But if I did it, you would laugh at it.
Yes. Of course I'm going to laugh as a passive viewer.
Dude, another thing that AJ brought up that I totally forgot about, it's like, I did take the picture down when he asked, but he's like, dude, I had like 25 likes before you did.
Any comments?
See,
I don't think so.
No, I don't think anybody commented, but, you know, Sajak wasn't even thinking, what if he's friends with coworkers on Facebook? You know, I'm friends with some of my family on Facebook. And that didn't cross his mind. He was just like,
"Do you like tag you in it?"
Yes, he tagged me.
Actually, I hate to say it. I'll take responsibility. I actually tagged him in it. I did. Sorry about that.
Wow. That's
awful big of you, man.
Yeah, I do apologize now, genuinely.
Yeah, that's why you're laughing your ass off. Huh?
I'm sorry, but it's still funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry that it's funny. I'm sorry that we did it. It was poor taste.
It was inconsiderate and funny.
It was bad form.
Yeah.
Hilariously bad form.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Let's get into the story. All right. Alvin Cross Jr. is behind bars after mistakenly sending a request for marijuana to the worst person imaginable. Cross was on probation after being sentenced to 15 years in prison for an armed robbery offense in 2006.
All right, so this is the guy who messages probation officer about getting weed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone's made that mistake before, right? Sent a message to someone thinking it was someone else, and then right as you send it, you're like, oh my God, I sent that to the wrong person.
Yeah.
We've all been there, and of course it's been bad situations, I'm sure, but this is absolutely the worst.
Yeah, this is horrible.
This is a new level of moronic.
Well, pushing that, yeah, after he accidentally sends a probation officer asking if he has any weed. After he sends that, of course, the probation officer sends some local law enforcement to his place, and they find a bag of coke.
See, I think if I had done that, and I noticed that I did it, and I sent it to the wrong person, first thing I would do is flush all the drugs.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, right?
I think no matter what, you'd still be screwed, probably, because your probation officer is going to want to get some urine or pull some blood.
Yeah, you'd still be peeing hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that would be an immediate cause for a urinalysis.
Right.
But either way, the guy's a moron.
Yeah, well, he pleaded guilty and...
That guy might be clinically retarded.
Got sentenced to another year in prison, so...
Oof.
Yeah.
That little mistake, a misplaced message, cost that guy a year in prison.
Yeah.
Usually it's just to, like, get me in trouble with my girlfriend or something.
Yeah, that's rough. It's hard to come back from.
Yeah.
No.
Like when it just happened last week when I was arguing with her and she was mad at me because of that thing, whatever that happened, that I took a screenshot of it, meant to send it to you, and I sent it to her.
How'd that turn out?
She never said anything about it.
Really?
She actually just said, ha ha, like laughed, like she knew that I'd said it. And there was really nothing I could say. And we never really discussed it.
Yeah.
I'm sure she knew that's exactly what I was doing.
I figured she would have asked, like, why did you take a picture? But I guess it is kind of obvious. When somebody screenshots a conversation, clearly they're going to send it to
someone
else.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to send it to you to be like, look what you did, even though it's about it. At the end of the day, it wasn't really your fault. Okay, this keep going. What else you got?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, a 19-year-old...
I like to start off the show with some of these goofy stories.
A 19-year-old American rapper with the stage name Stitches is trying to break into the hip-hop scene by actively
promoting...
That's
a sucky rap name,
Yeah, it's
way.
Awful. Well, his real name is worse. I had it on here, but I got rid of it because it's that stupid. By actively promoting cocaine usage in his lyrics and his shows.
Cool.
His onstage antics began to catch attention of the media when the rapper began to invite his fans onstage to do lines during his performances. Lines
That's awesome.
Of cocaine, like, to
so
be clear.
So we can agree we'd all go to this concert.
Yeah, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Seems like a good time.
I think the most interesting about it is despite these obviously illegal activities, like, cops haven't done anything about it. I guess he's not big enough, but they're just like, it's...
Well, it's amazing the things that cops let slide at public music events, although I've never seen an artist on stage doing blow or doing blow with fans.
A line of fans going down the stage, and he has, like, cocaine sitting out, and they're doing lines.
Would you do it? Did they get brought you up? Would you do the blow? I mean, is that like max peer pressure? Or do you want to look like a chump in front of all the fans?
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No. I wouldn't want to get on stage, first off. I'd get out of there.
Dude, this is really random. Scharfenberg is calling me right now. How weird is that? Our former producer. Should I answer it?
I think you should.
All right. We don't have a lot of time for this. Let's take a quick phone call.
Yeah, yeah, real quick. Real quick.
Let's see. Our former producer, Ryan Scharfenberg, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. Just doing a show. We got to go to break in just a minute. What's going on?
Oh, nice. I was in town. I'm in your neighborhood. I was going to stop by.
Yeah, you should probably stop by.
Yeah, why not?
The more the merrier. All right, all right, man. Yeah, we'll be here. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye. Well, that was weird.
Yeah, surprise guest.
So I guess we'll see Ryan soon.
I suppose we will.
All right, what else? Actually, we're just about out of time. Should we go ahead and shelve that till we get back? Because there's another one I want to get into. I don't want to get off this subject. You had one that was about, someone was related to porn, and I had a story related to porn, and I wanted to segue into it. And we have to talk about porn at least
you
once every show.
Get off this subject so you can talk about porn?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Very, very clever. Ha, 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 ha. Let's give one more real quick round of applause because this is a big deal. This is our first. We're back again. We have a full hour again. Let's do that. We will be with you the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back with you on the Status Bro. And we're back on the Status Bro on 1190 AM, streaming on iHeartRadio and iHeart.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
And Andrew.
What's up?
We had one more of that. I'd like to start off the show with some of these goofy stories that we have. It's usually a good jumping off point. Zach had one more that I wanted to touch on, if you can give it to me real quick.
Yeah, sure. A 51-year-old British bus driver was arrested for owning extreme porn that featured a woman having sex with a tiger.
I like him already.
Yeah. Well, the guy got cleared of all charges after lawyers realized the large cat was, in fact, a man in a costume. Apparently, this
guy
got charged.
Was it like a really tiny guy? Was it a midget or something?
I don't know. It must have been a really good costume. If it could get this far, he would be, like, charged with a crime over there.
The guy was banging somebody in an animal costume, and people thought it was actual, like, bestiality?
He was, like, labeled as a pedophile and, like, restricted from seeing his daughter, and it was, like, a big thing for this guy. He lost his job. Like, he had to move away from his hometown.
Why was he labeled a pedophile?
Well, apparently, over there, like, it's a really big deal to own this stuff.
Yeah, but that's not pedophilia.
Yeah, that would be bestiality.
Everybody, he was labeled as a pedophile in the community.
I don't get it. That doesn't make any
sense.
Maybe
the tiger was
underage. It a baby tiger?
I don't know. People thought he was a creep.
I don't know. It must have been a really good costume. Yeah, it obviously didn't look like he was doing Tigger from Winnie the Pooh or something. This must have been like a really realistic costume.
It had to have been. Apparently, the case was finally dropped after investigators realized the tiger in the footage was a man because, at some point in the video, the dude says the Tony the Tiger catchphrase, they're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what kind of reminds me of? You ever seen the movie Super Troopers?
Yeah.
You know the part where he has the costume where it looks like he's screwing a bear?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, hey, I guess if it wasn't bestiality, then it's just good old-fashioned, weird, bizarre, off-color porno.
I guess so.
Which is technically not illegal.
Not here.
Right.
Right.
Wait, that wouldn't be...
Yeah, they passed a bunch of laws, like, last year over there. It's, like, a big deal now.
Oh, well, yeah. That sucks.
It does.
It's funny, I actually have a list that's interesting facts you probably didn't know about porns. And this was right up our alley.
I think so.
Okay, now the very first one here, it's called The Focus. Now, generally speaking, you guys are bros. We've all watched porn. We're not proud of it. I mean, we're probably always a little ashamed afterwards, but sure. I'm still going to do it again.
Yeah, it won't stop me.
Now, what do you think, when you're watching it, let's just say a normal porn scene, what is the guy's focus on? What is the central thing a dude focuses on in the video? The focal point.
The dude watching the video or the dude in the video?
The dude watching the video.
The chick.
But what about her? Can you say it specifically?
I think it's different for each dude.
Well, they have a general thing here that they say, like, statistically is proven what most men are looking at.
I'm going to go with the ass.
Nope.
Really?
No.
Wow.
I would have thought something, too. I would have said a body part. I would have said, like, her stomach or her cans or something like that.
Is it? Okay, so it's not.
Gonna be something. Like, or, it's going to be, like, the face or something.
Looking
like
at the
that.
Snapper or something.
Her eyes.
It is indeed the face. Andrew was correct. Nice move.
The face.
Maybe. Yeah, it says, what feature on the female body would you think men focus on the most while porn viewing? Is it the arse, the hammers, the stems, or is it the face? And it says, according to this study, it's the face.
Maybe
which is kind of ironic, because you're looking at porn purely to objectify women. Yeah. And look at just watching the act, you're actually looking at her face. I mean, it seems kind of weird. I wouldn't have expected that.
Maybe like the end of the video.
It's almost a little ironic.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, the final part, you're definitely looking at the face.
I would much rather look at the face than some of those angles where... I don't know how much I can really say there. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. And every dude is into different stuff when it comes to porn.
It's true.
Well, I mean, I like lots of things. Sometimes I'll search for, Ebony or some Latina chicks. It just depends on what I'm in the mood for. But searching a term like that, like FFM or... Latina, something like, what do you think is the most
BBW?
Common? Yeah, I don't ever really search that one.
No, me neither, but it exists.
What would you say is the most common search term? Because I happen to have it here. That's a tough one, right?
Triple X.
No.
I'm going to guess blonde.
Blonde? Not bad.
No.
What do you got?
MILF.
Really?
Yep.
It's the number one search term.
MILF is number one.
Mm.
People do love MILFs. Why is that? Why is MILF so popular in the porn community?
What does that say about us?
I don't know.
That chick Lisa Ann is pretty good looking.
Lisa Ann?
Yeah, she's the one who my brother was talking about when we had him on, about how she's really old. She's only 42.
Yeah, that's not that old.
No. I would say 40.
It's old for porn, certainly, but not old for life.
Well, I thought 42 was like prime MILF age.
Actually, I think Nina Hartley is like 60-something, and I want to say she still does porn.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, she's pretty legendary.
Yeah?
Approaching GILF territory?
Yeah, she's not so good these days.
What is that, granny?
Yeah, it's gotta be, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
Oof. I can't say I was ever into a granny.
No,
me neither. Granny was the most popular search term, I would have said this whole thing is BS, and let's move on to something else.
Yeah.
What would you have... I'm trying to think, what would I have thought? I guess MILF is pretty high up there.
That's a real popular one.
My guess would have been teen or amateur would have been most popular.
Amateur would be popular.
Amateur is huge.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
How often do you search for amateur?
Not that often. There's just so many of them.
I would rather personally see a professionally shot porn, but that's just me.
Yeah, I like amateur vids.
Really?
Yeah.
I get it every once in a while.
When you're on a page, and like a lot of times you just go with like what's new on the page, you know, and you scroll down the feed, but sometimes there's like a category. There's always a category section. Every once in a while, you'll click on a category. Amateur's one I would search for.
Yeah, I get on board with that.
Large ass is also a big one. That's one I would have thought might have been the biggest.
What?
Big ass. I would have thought that was the most popular.
I honestly thought it'd be amateur just by sheer volume, because you got to know, like every 10 seconds in the world, somebody is filming themselves banging, right?
Yeah,
that has to be a thing. Yeah.
Speaking of, have you ever filmed yourself banging a chick?
No.
Your girlfriend? You never made a tape?
No.
Ever? Not even like a quick on your phone or anything?
I talked to her about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No dice.
Yeah, I did it once a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
On my cell phone. It was an old phone too, like a flip phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had two of them. It was pretty cool. AJ, you ever do that?
I have not.
No. You ever thought about it?
Not really.
You lean in. Nobody can hear you. Talking
to
the microphone.
I have not really ever considered that a serious possibility.
Really? Because I think it's pretty cool.
You know, I thought about setting up.
But it's funny,
like
I did do that, but it was just cool just to say I did it and never went back and like watched the video or anything.
He's trying to scoreboard us again.
I honestly thought about setting up a hidden camera kind of situation, but I was like, I'll just feel too creepy. Like, that's awful. Like, I can't do that.
Why? There's nothing creepy about that at all, Zach.
Yeah, no.
Well, of course that's creepy.
I could never bring myself
taking
to
a quick
that.
Cell phone pic is not that creepy or abnormal.
You just took a pic?
No, it was a video, but it was a short
did
video.
Did she know you were taking the video? I
yes,
think
of course.
Kind of the key factor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it mutual?
No, it was not a behind the back video. Well, I mean, it was, but not. Never mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've thought about doing those too, but again, I would feel bad. Yeah,
I'm picturing you just being like, no, I'm just checking my text messages and then throwing the phone.
Oh yeah, she'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah, I got an email. Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on, I really need to check this. Yeah,
right,
that would have gone over
really
well.
Look back at me.
It could be work.
All right, how many porn sites do you think there are in America? This one's hard to guess, I think.
How many sites?
Yeah. Actually, this one doesn't even say in the U.S.
I can only...
This just says how many sites, websites are dedicated to porn.
100 million at least.
Yeah. I'd guess upwards of the hundreds of thousands.
Really? I would have guessed, I would have thought it was huge. I would have thought it was hundreds of mil.
All right, well, what's the number?
4.2 mil.
Oh, yeah.
That's not that much. That's
definitely
way
off.
Way less than I thought.
How many web pages are there in the... I would have guessed it was in the billions, but maybe there's not...
Well, there's a crazy fact that comes along with this one. Just 12 years ago, there were 70,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, porn is a booming business.
Oh, yeah, it's an industry.
We chose a wrong line of work.
How are they making any money anymore, though?
I don't know. I
mean, who pays for it?
People like Kevin who want to find out if pages...
Yeah, want to go to browsers.
Okay, I've thought about it. I never actually did it. AJ's when I went and bought DVDs.
That is true.
That was like 10 years ago, and I didn't have the internet.
All right, this one is really weird. This is a type of porn that's banned in Australia, and I can't imagine why. Excuse me. Women who have A cup or smaller breasts, those porns are banned in Australia.
I can get on board with
they
that.
They must really like huge bombs there.
That's BS. There is no way the government actually sat back and passed a law about that.
Maybe it's because they're watching. Like, I don't know. These women just don't look. They don't look mature enough to be in this mature
and
video.
No women would stand up and be like, maybe the government has better things to do with
you guys
time
were saying
than
though,
discriminate
like,
against A-cups.
Right now, like, how many dudes do you think are watching porn? This is a stat. That's at any given time, how many people in the world are watching porn?
How many people in the world?
Let's see.
Again,
6 million people, probably about a billion.
I can't even ballpark that. Like, I have no idea.
They say 30 million.
30 million
yeah.
at a time.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Right now, there's 30 million people looking at porn. I was going to say 30,000 dudes, but yeah. I mean, 30 million dudes, but there's no way to, there's no way I can suggest that. I mean, there have to be chicks who like porns, too.
Yeah, you might be right.
All right. We only have, let's try to squeeze in one more of these. We got to take another break here in a second. This is a fact that I would not have guessed. Very few porn sites have original content. Most of them purchase them from other content producers.
Right.
Well, that makes sense. That's probably why there's so much free porn.
Yeah. That's why, I don't know if you ever
seen... God, I really want to know how much people spend on porn. That would have been an interesting fact.
You ever get on, like, a thumbnail gallery site instead of just videos?
No.
All right, well, if you ever end up on one of those... Yeah.
Who would do that?
I don't know. They exist, though. They really do.
I believe
they
exist.
It'd be easier to go to, like, Literotica and read a story or something.
Oh, yeah. Literotica is legit.
Anyway, all right, if you ever end up on one of these sites and you see a pic that you like and you click it, it will just link you to another image site. Because they're all just like, it's like
oh,
a huge
I've seen those, yeah.
of those sites.
Yeah, they call that a pornada.
Right.
Seriously, it just builds and builds and builds and
yeah,
just,
you'll never
stuff's
get
going
to the
everywhere.
Bottom.
Yeah. No, I've definitely been a victim of those when I was young, but I haven't come across that in a long time.
Mm.
The thumbnail Chinese finger trap.
I'm a young guy, what can I say?
All right, this fact did not surprise me at all. Every guy thinks he could be a porn star, but it's actually very hard to get into straight porn as a guy unless you're bringing a hot female talent along with you.
I've heard that
before. Of course.
Before.
They don't need guy. I mean, come on. Guys are a dime a dozen in porns.
Yeah, that's true.
Hot chicks are... Actually, hot chicks seem like they're a dime a dozen in porn, too, but it seems like it'd be way easier to be abroad and to get into the business.
Yeah.
Not that I ever wanted to be in a porn, anyway.
If you're a dude, you've got to be able to, like, keep a hard-on for... Can we say hard-on?
I don't
we
know.
Probably can't. You need to be able to stay aroused for, like... However long it takes to shoot the scene.
I see
it. Probably is like, what, an hour, hour and a half? Could
yeah,
you stay hard for that long? Sorry, could you stay aroused for that long? Some heavy editing on this segment.
I like to think I could. Yeah.
But also, there's a lot of heavy editing that goes into to porns.
Yeah, definitely.
All of a sudden, there'll just be a jump cut out of nowhere. And you're like, where did that... How much lost
yeah.
time was there? Just
what did I
that?
Just miss?
Yeah.
yeah. Everybody went to craft services.
I think during that time, the guy's addressing the issue that Andrew just brought up.
Yeah.
So, you never know.
Would that be easier, though?
Dude, I really think you just have to have a huge crank.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It certainly can't hurt.
All right, real quick, let's get a couple more of these in, because I'm enjoying them. I don't know about y'all.
No, it's good stuff.
All right. Let's see. This one is, in some countries where viewing porn is illegal, they make exceptions in hotels for international videos.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like the hotel provides it?
I guess.
Or you bring it yourself, and they're like, I'm okay with that.
But see, well, I have a question. I mean, maybe if you're somewhere where porn is illegal, then I might go to a hotel just to watch some porn.
What, like watching bestiality in the UK?
Yeah, exactly. yeah. But I mean, come on. If you were, first of all, have any of you guys ever ordered a porn at a hotel?
No.
But if you were in a hotel and the mood struck, you'd probably just get connected to the Wi-Fi and look up, pull out your iPad or whatever
yeah.
and do it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would too. I don't know. That one's kind of stupid. Did you know, what country would you say rules the porno world, has the most porns that they crank out and make the most money with it?
What country?
Yeah. The biggest porn company in the world.
I guess here.
I would have guessed that too.
Germany.
I probably would have guessed Los Angeles. Or if I was going off, if I had to guess somewhere else, I would have said Brazil maybe.
Brazil.
Brazil's got
like
a lot
of
hot
lot
chicks.
Of Brazilian porn, so.
You ever check out that site Mike in Brazil?
I have not.
That's
Mike
a good one.
In Brazil?
You never seen that one either, Zach?
No.
Oh, it's a good one. It's usually by a white guy, an American, who goes to Brazil and bangs a bunch of hot Brazilian chicks. Brazil has the hottest chicks.
That sounds pretty sweet.
But it's a catch-22. There's no way I would ever go there and have sex with anyone.
No.
The AIDS rate is, like, super high. And yeah. it's like, was it really worth the risk? It'd just be too tantalizing. I don't think I could ever go there. I would have to bang somebody. Anyway, Canada.
No way.
Canada rules the porno world.
No.
Yeah, it says, where's the biggest porn company in the world? It's not LA. It is Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know, I never would have expected that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
All right, this is kind of a funny one. I don't know how they could have approved it. It's not really a statistic, but it's a funny sentiment. If your life was like an adult movie, no one would ever get anything done, but everyone would be really happy.
What?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, every setup for true. A porn, is yeah. that's what it is. You're doing something you're supposed to be doing, but it just ends up, you just end up having sex.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, but your life would be awesome. You wouldn't really care.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, yeah, why would I ever want to stop living that way?
All right, well, that's pretty much all I have for the facts of people to know about porn, but we have a bunch of stuff to get to when we get back. We have Broader Bro, some stories with Andrew, our Skill of the Week, and then I have a couple of Halloween things I want to talk about, even though it's over. We'll be right back with you on The Status Bro. On The Status Bro here on 1190 AM, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeart Radio app. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis,
hey.
Andrew, hey. All the usual guys. The first thing I wanted to talk about when we get back, I had some Halloween stuff I wanted to get to, but still, I want to push it back a little because I came across this and I thought it was funny, but I want to give a little bit of a lead in here. I don't know how often you guys, when you're driving or you're out and about, it seems more prevalent these days than it used to be, but how often do you see panhandlers?
Well, like bums?
Yeah. Hobos, vagrants.
I'd say like once every 25 intersections.
I forgot our old producer Ryan is sitting in here with us, but we'll get to him later. I think almost every day around Spring Valley and the tollway I see him.
I don't get over by the tollway that much.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. When you lived in Denton, would you see him?
Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. Denton was prime real estate for bums.
Now, you know, maybe you can call me cold or callous or whatever, but I never give money to homeless people.
No,
I just don't play into it. Now, I just came across this thing on the internet that was pretty funny. It's just a list of homeless people who had funny signs. Now, you make me laugh, you're providing some kind of a service, I might throw you a dollar.
No, I agree.
You make me laugh, it's something totally different than if you just have, you know, hungry, need job, will work for food, whatever, all the classics. I'm not moved by any of those.
That extra effort really goes a long way as far as generosity is concerned. It's like when you're at a Sonic and if they skate your food out to you versus just walking it out.
I automatically feel more obligated to give
money. Yep.
If it's a hot chick, also an extra buck.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to be cool.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I would hate to be a guy car hop at Sonic.
Yeah.
There was this guy, I don't remember his first name, his last name was Bruce, though, and he was a dude who worked at Sonic when we were in high school, and we always just called him No Tip Bruce, because you know if you're getting food from the guy, you're not gonna give a tip.
Yeah, no.
Which I know is horrible, but whatever.
It's true.
Anyway, I found a couple of these. There's a couple of panhandling signs that actually are really funny, where I might feel compelled to cough up a little bit of extra scratch.
All right, what do you got?
This guy just says, I'll bet you a dollar you'll read this sign.
That's funny.
Yeah, because I guarantee you I'll read
That's
it. I'll probably throw that guy a dollar.
I'd throw him a dollar.
This guy says, need petrol for my Porsche. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Need fuel for my private jet.
This one says, hold on. He's kind of far away from the intersection. It says, I bet you can't hit me with a quarter. That's a good way. I'd probably throw that guy a quarter.
I would absolutely throw a quarter.
If people carried half
guy.
Dollars, I'd throw that at him.
Yeah.
Hold on. That one's a little hard to...
Half dollars?
Half dollar. Have you ever actually seen a half dollar?
Yeah. My brother used to collect coins.
Really?
Yeah, my grandpa's a magician. He uses them all the time.
How about this one? Need money for DNA test. Girlfriend might be my sister.
Whoa.
I probably think I got a little bit of money. Sith Lord killed my family. Need money for a lightsaber.
Not bad.
I probably, yeah, it's decent. Father has gone to the dark side. Need money for an X-Wing to destroy the Death Star. It's okay.
All right.
This one might be my favorite. This is a guy who has no legs. He's in a wheelchair. And it says, give me some money or I'll kick you in the face.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, nice. He has no legs.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't kick you in the face.
It's topical.
Yeah. We got it. This guy says, spent all my money on cardboard and marker. I might throw that guy a little something.
Yeah.
This dude's standing next to a police cruiser and it just says, cop car for sale with an arrow pointing to it. I might make him an offer.
That's a pretty good gag.
This dude just says, my ex-wife had a better lawyer. Yeah, there's the private jet needs fuel one.
Yeah.
This dude just says, hungry hobo.
Simple.
Yeah. Hold on, let me find another good one.
They're all more creative than why I need a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Still not going to give you any money.
Yeah. No BS, buying booze, yeah.
This guy says, we'll take verbal abuse for a dollar.
Nice.
I might scream something at him and throw him a buck.
Yeah, that might be good.
Yeah,
I'd probably do that. This guy actually just put like gloves and some sandals out with a sign in front of it that says "Invisible Homeless Man."
Invisible homeless man.
Yeah, I might throw that guy a little something.
Maybe.
This guy says, serial killer, spare change for milk, but cereal is spelled S-E-R-E-A-L.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit of a visual one. Help fight hobophobia.
Hobophobia?
Yeah, I thought they were pretty funny.
That's
I thought
a good
it was kind of cute.
Yeah, some good and bad ones.
Now I have a little bit of a Halloween thing that I wanted to do. These are like little paintings that just have a couple of elements from a horror film, and I want to show them to you guys and see who guesses it the quickest. I got all of these except one.
I think I've seen a couple of them.
All right, well, let's go for this one. Yeah. And make sure you're talking to Mike. Andrew.
All right.
Here, go.
The Ring?
The Ring would be correct. Nice moves. It's a picture of a TV with an arm coming out and a telephone.
Simple. I was thinking Videodrome. The TV had me fooled.
Oh, yeah, but somebody would have been going into the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this one looks like it's a business card with a power nail gun type thing. What do you think?
American Psycho.
Zach got that one. Nice moves. Well
Did
done,
Did he use
sir.
A nail gun in American Psycho?
Yeah.
He holds it to the back of Chloe Sevigny's head, but
I don't think he actually uses it.
He doesn't use it in the movie.
This one's got a cup, a bucket full of blood with a crown. I mean, a little tiara.
Carrie.
Yeah.
I saw that remake this week.
Was it good?
No, it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Chloe Grace Moritz?
Yeah.
They had a great cast. It's a garbage movie.
All right, you guys both have to get this one. It's a red balloon with a little paper boat. Come on.
Oh, The Shining?
No.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I didn't even look at the key for that one. I just assumed. I'm pretty sure it's it.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't The Shining of a scene where he's following around like a red balloon through the hotel or something like that? Am I?
I don't think so.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was The Shining too. So maybe it's
this
got
one is
to
a syringe
there.
And a pair of glasses, and this is the one I did not get.
Reanimator.
Yep. See, I knew AJ would get that because it's the most obscure, weird one, and I knew he would get it.
Yeah, that one's nuts.
Oh, then we're going to post all these, the link to this, on our Facebook page so everybody else can check it out.
Yeah.
See how well you do on this. There's a couple more. Okay. This one is a little... this one seems way too obvious. I would describe it to the audience, but they'll come up with it in 2 seconds.
Saw.
Correct. It's just a shackle with a hacksaw and some blood smeared.
Yeah. Simple.
Pretty obvious. This is a broken record with a red pen leaking ink.
Shaun of the Dead.
That one almost got me.
That one got me. That was the one I saw that I was like, what is that? And like clicked the link and I was like, Shaun of the Dead. I was like, oh.
Reanimator, you could have given me 100 years and I never would have come up with it. Never would have got
that
it.
One, yeah, that one's great.
All right, this one's super obvious, so I want to see who gets it quickest.
Oh, Blair Witch.
Yep.
Nice.
It's just, you know, the little stick symbol for the witch along with the camera.
Most overhyped.
And AJ's going to like this one because he's already spoke on it.
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah, typewriter with an axe. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
These are all
paintings. This is a really obscure one. Only AJ will get this one. I don't think Zach will ever get this.
They Live.
Yeah, They Live.
That's
correct.
Really
I was going to say, I was like,
though,
that looks familiar.
It's got the gum wrapper and the glasses where in the reflection you can see because the guy has the glasses where you can see all the aliens.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool movie.
I do like that movie, but it's definitely not a horror movie. It's like a weird action
kind of
like
sci-fi
movie. I mean, yeah.
Who directed
that's
it?
A John Carpenter film,
yeah,
I think.
John Carpenter with Roddy Piper in the greatest performance in cinema history.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Cinema history.
All right, should we go ahead and dive into our Man Skull of the Week thing?
We could.
It's too early for news, right?
The bum thing, that bit, that reminded me of a dude in Vegas I met.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a bum on the strip in Vegas at night.
Is this
the
guy I'm
sign.
Thinking of? It could be, because I saw a guy who
probably.
Was pretty funny in Vegas.
Yeah, it was you can kick me in the nads as hard as you want for like $10. And people would like give him a 10 spot and then kick him as hard as they could.
See, first of all, I don't want to kick the guy in the nads, but his concept is funny, but he's selling himself a little short, right? I mean, if I'm going to get a shot to the pills, I might want 20 bones for that.
Oh, it might have been 20.
At least a double sawbuck.
20 seems like too much, though.
After the second one, you're not even going to feel it anyways.
No, but that's probably all he needs for the night, so he just has to take one swift kick to the junk each day, and then he can go home.
You gotta be honest. Dude, you could make some serious coin in an hour out on the strip in Vegas.
Yeah, and if you have no aspirations of fathering children, you're probably good to go.
Yeah,
if you're living on the streets, if you are that into drugs, you're not going to survive on $10 a day. $10 of crack is not going to do it for you.
No, but that's assuming he only gets one guy a day. He's got
well,
people
Kevin said
lining
that he could
up.
Take
I,
one
I
hit and then
I did think
he'd
that.
Be good for the day.
Well, I mean, if the guy's a booze hound, he probably could. You could go get a 40 Steel
you
Reserve
get
or something.
A bottle of vodka and get plenty wasted. But I mean,
yeah.
If you're homeless street drunk, then maybe that bottle is not going
to
do
it. It's
kind of
suck to be homeless in Vegas anyway because everything's so damn expensive.
I figured you'd just post up at the penny slots for a while and get the free drinks.
No, they won't ever bring you drinks there.
Yeah, I guess
slots, you get like one drink an hour if you're lucky.
Yeah.
No, you got to be playing table games if you want to capitalize on the free drinks.
Yeah. You're right. $10 won't get you very far.
Yeah, no. You sit down. Even at $10 limit blackjack, you'll get treated like a king. As long as you're playing table games, they'll bring you booze.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't care that much. I think I got 2 beers playing slots when I was in Vegas.
Nice.
All right, should we go ahead and... AJ, you're about to say something?
No, never mind.
Are you watching the TV?
I kind of glanced over because they're playing the trailer for Jurassic Park, which I like that movie, but still.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah?
Man skill of the week.
Man skill of the week.
Wow. Oh, okay, here's the one. All right, I was looking through these, and I'm like, I don't remember picking this one, but I did pick it. Do you guys have a lot of gay friends?
No.
I'm just asking.
No.
I don't really either, but I have at one point in my life.
Yeah, I have before.
Yeah, I worked at a former job where I had several gay friends and we would go hang out and stuff. And this is something I never really came across this exact circumstance, but I would like to know what to do if it ever happened because it'd be extremely awkward. I think most guys would just avoid the situation at all costs. But if you ever found yourself in such a dire scenario, it's nice to know what to do. This is man skill number 44. How do I hang out with gay friends on their turf? Now, when you did have gay friends, did you ever go to a gay bar or anything like that?
No.
Me either.
This dude was extremely casual about it.
Okay. Yeah. He wasn't over the top or flamboyant or anything like that?
No.
Not super femme or, you know...
Honestly, he was the kind of guy like you almost wouldn't guess.
Kind of like a Jagger?
Yeah, he told me and I was like surprised. I was like, really? Yeah. I was like, that's... Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, a guy who works on stage, you know, Jagger, I was shocked when I found out he was gay.
I never would have guessed. It's still hard to believe.
I still don't almost believe it. It's
never
insane.
Never would have guessed.
Okay, but let's say these are... Can you ever picture Jagger going to a gay bar?
No.
I can't either.
I mean, at some point he must, right?
He probably has.
Yeah.
If we could ever get him on our show, I would absolutely love to ask him about it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, here's what it says from our book, Man Up, 367 Skills for the Modern Guy by Paul O'Donnell. This is what Paul says to do if you're hanging out with gay friends on their turf. Accompanying gay friends to a gay bar or other mostly gay gathering can be a little unnerving for a straight guy. Yeah, shocker. Yeah. There's a bulletin.
Sure.
But would you ever do that? Would you ever, I mean, in the spirit of friendship, would you go with a gay guy to a gay bar?
Yeah, I would.
What if you wanted a wingman or something like that? I would do it.
I'd do it.
Sure. Now this says, you're suddenly the odd man out. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And being checked out, both of which... can make a guy who's used to doing the checking out himself very self-conscious. That would not make me self-conscious. Honestly, maybe this is weird. Maybe it's just because I'm vain and insecure. I would feel flattered.
Me too.
If gay guys were checking me out.
I would feel the exact same way, yeah.
I've been to a gay bar before.
And?
It actually bothered me, yeah, like you said, that nobody actually approached me. In a weird way, it kind of upset me.
You didn't feel any like being eyeballed or anything?
No.
And it kind of bummed you out?
A little bit. Maybe it's good.
I think most guys just crave validation by both sexes, and this kind of thing will make you feel insecure. Yeah. All right. No need to sweat. Gay men are used to detecting when another man is available and interested. Though your presence on gay turf might momentarily confuse the issue, be yourself and the room will soon pick up your heterosexuality. I think that's probably true. I think you just act natural, you act yourself, they're not going to think you're gay.
It depends.
But does that annoy people when there's a straight dude in the gay bar?
I don't know.
Or do people really care? I mean,
I would assume if you went to a gay bar with another dude who definitely was gay, then people would assume you were gay by default.
I would think that too, but I've been in many heterosexual bars, and gay people will go to hetero bars, no problem.
Yeah.
And it doesn't
bother
anybody.
Money spends the same regardless of whether you're gay or not. They don't really care.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I would assume that too. I would assume in the gay bar for some reason that everybody was gay.
Yeah.
It's probably not true. It's probably almost like a 70-30 percentage. 70 gay, 30 straight, maybe?
I'd guess more like 80-20.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, what do I know?
It's probably not an exact science.
Yeah.
Anyway, it says, if you do get an overt invitation, calmly say that you're friends with... And wait, hold on. Calmly say that you're with friends and move along. If your friends don't notice, and inform him of your status first. Meantime, take rare... Wait, hold on. Meantime, this is worded very weird. Meantime, take the rare chance to appreciate what it feels like to be in the sexual minority... Which is how your gay friends feel most of the time. Mm. You know, that is true.
Yeah.
I should open up. I should know what it's like to be out of my element. To step outside the box.
Yeah, we should give it a shot sometime.
What, all of us go to a gay bar? We definitely... Well, see, that's the thing. You need a gay ambassador. You need a gay chaperone to go with you.
A gay ambassador?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Three straight guys come in, everyone's going to hate us.
Yeah.
What are these guys doing here? Well, people think Zach and I are gay all the time, so
that
we might fit
true.
Right in.
It's
I'm
nuts.
Telling you, this happened like 6 times. One time we were getting to go, and we were at TGI Fridays, and the waiter came over, and he's like, do you guys want some to-go boxes? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, so do you just want one to share? Why would he ask us that?
Yeah.
Why would he just assume we were
like,
sharing
thank
our
you for
food?
Assuming that.
That we're all going
it.
To the same place, and we're going to be eating our food together later.
Yeah.
If he didn't think we were gay, I don't think he would have asked that.
Yeah. That was great. It was Applebee's, by the way.
No, it wasn't. It was Fridays.
No, it was Applebee's. We've only ever been to Fridays like twice.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that one Fridays. It's right over there. That's when that happened.
I guess you're right.
It was
Kevin's definitely the catcher in that relationship.
Thanks.
Hey, I don't like that at all. Shut up. No, I'm definitely the pitcher.
Hey, come on now.
You're just saying that because Zach's a bigger guy than me? What, Zach has to be the bear and I have to be the twink just because I'm a skinny guy?
Exactly.
Well, I don't like that at all.
What are you
in fact,
do?
Any of our listeners, I want you to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Take a look at us all. See who's the bear. You know, AJ looks like a twink. He's even got blonde hair.
You think?
Yeah.
See, now he's trying to put it back on me because I said something that kind of... It kind of got under
blonde
his skin,
hair automatically bit. Makes you a little more fruity. I don't care what you say.
Why did you pick blonde hair, man? Why do you have blonde hair?
Ryan, no one can hear you. Stop doing that. It's confusing our listeners.
Oh, Ryan, you're here.
All right. Look, we got to take one more quick break, and we'll be back with you for our final segment. We have news with Andrew. We have Broader Bro. And then I have a couple other stories I wanted to talk about. I don't know if we'll have time, but we'll see what we can do. You're listening to The Status Bro. All right. And we're back on The Status Bro, KFXR 1190 AM, also on iHeart.com and streaming on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Kevin Ebling with Zach the Humble Lewis.
Yep.
Andrew.
Hello.
Ryan sitting in. Say hello.
Hello.
First time we've seen Ryan in a little bit, but we have too much stuff to get to, man. Sorry, we don't have time to give you a quick interview.
Good Lord.
All right, cool. All right, look, real quick, in the spirit of Halloween, I wanted to jump into this. What do you guys want to hear about more? What do you think is more interesting? Because, you know, every year, girls love to use Halloween as an excuse to dress up super skanky and be super sexy and slutty, and guys love it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a win for everyone.
I love to use Halloween as an excuse to check those girls out.
No, it's funny. Even if the girl has a terrible costume, but it's sexy, we don't care.
Yeah.
Now, I got a couple of these that are pretty funny that you can find around the internet. Costumes, I have two different categories here, and they're both pretty funny. One of them is just really dumb, sexy girl costumes, and one is just really dumb, offensive costumes. Which do you want to hear about? I like offensive, honestly.
Offensive.
Yeah.
It's
like,
offensive.
The very first one is an inflatable King Dong penis is the name of the actual costume.
King Dong?
Yes.
Is there a picture that accompanies this?
Sure, yeah, take a look.
That's great.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Any guy who dresses up as a wang for Halloween is a total chode.
I'm really not surprised by the color on that one.
You know, guys think that's funny and edgy, but you're just an ass clown if you dress up as a wiener. Whoa!
All right.
But come on, you're right? The guy's immediately a douche if he dresses up as a giant wiener.
That's true.
Dude, that guy's going to get laid so easily.
No!
He probably will.
You really think so?
It's gutsy.
You really think some girl's dying to get him out of that black wiener costume?
A hammered chick? Yeah.
Why has it got to be a black wiener, Kevin?
Because that's the costume. I didn't make that up. That's what it is.
That's
you
the
can
picture.
Go out on the internet and buy this costume right now. All right, number two. This is also one. Suicide bomber. It's literally a vest with fake dynamite strapped to it.
Really?
It also comes with a beard.
And a turban.
Yeah, dude. That is offensive.
This is incredibly stereotypical.
If you saw that at a party.
The turban and the beard, that's actually kind of an awesome.
Dude, act. If you saw that at a party, you'd be like, get this jackass out of here. Yeah. Like, get this guy out of
it's
here
a
now.
Little much, don't you think?
This guy, somebody's going to get murdered tonight. Yeah. God.
The police would probably find it very amusing.
Yeah, I did think it was hilarious.
I think it's funny you can dress as a serial killer on Halloween and nobody looks your way, but as soon as you try to dress as a suicide bomber, everybody, it's too much.
Remember how we referenced earlier the thing about the guy who they thought it was a porn where he's banging a tiger, but it actually turned out it was just a stuffed animal? And
yes.
I mentioned the thing in Super Troopers where the guy's a costume where it looks like he's doing the bear?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. This is a costume you can go out and buy on the internet right now that's called Sex with Sheep. It's basically a guy in a Hawaiian shirt and slippers and a straw hat, and it comes with a sheep attached to his dong.
Why is he wearing a Hawaiian shirt? Yeah.
Yeah, why is there a Hawaiian shirt?
He's wearing a cowboy hat as well, which might explain things.
If it was plaid like a farmer, then maybe, but like...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Hawaiian?
Why Hawaiian? Why Tommy Bahama?
Yeah.
That's common among like fat guys, not people who like bestiality.
Yeah, no way.
All right, let's do one more of these. No, this one's not good. Yeah, I'm not impressed by that. We still have other stuff we have to... Ooh, what is... Whoa. This is Hitler wearing a ballerina outfit.
That's messed up.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But there's a giant swastika on the chest.
I'm trying to think of a really funny gag for that, and I can't think of one.
I don't think so.
A funny name? This just isn't one.
If you dress as Hitler, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. Nobody wants to hang out with you on Halloween dressed as Hitler.
Yeah.
All right, well, we still have to do a little bit of news this week. Andrew, do you have stories?
I have a couple stories. I'll probably just go with the one. We were on hiatus when this happened, but it's...
All right, make sure you lean into the mic. People complain that Andrew's stories doesn't
talk. This is so disturbing that it's something we definitely have to need to follow up about.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm still going to be looking at other funny costumes.
Okay. Actor Stephen Collins, who many of you may recall is playing the father on many seasons of Seventh Heaven.
Yeah!
Arrested after confessing in a private conversation to having exposed himself to young girls and having had at least one instance of sexual contact.
He was a dolly diddler.
Yes.
Yeah.
A what?
A dolly diddler.
All right.
A guy likes to fiddle young girls, all right?
Yeah, they got some details on here, but honestly, they're...
I mean, come on, that guy was the creepiest dad on TV for years. People can't be that shocked at this.
You thought he was creepy?
He was super creepy.
I thought he was genuine.
What I think is interesting is, according to this story...
You thought he was salt of the earth.
Yeah. He's on a show called Seventh Heaven. I mean, come on.
He already practically played a priest.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I'm just saying... If the collar fits. All right, let's move on from that, okay? I'm sorry. Okay. Pressing forward.
Okay, well, I got a couple other stories, but they're not as good. A guy won the lottery twice because his family happened to buy him a ticket with the same numbers. Kenneth Stokes from Norwood, Massachusetts.
So wait. He enters the same numbers twice and wins?
No, he entered numbers, and then his family, I guess, knew what his lucky numbers were, so they bought him a ticket as well, and so he ended up winning twice.
That's...
I'd rather talk about bad slutty Halloween costumes. Okay. We only have 2 minutes left. Right. Because I just came across this one, and this one is sexy. Right. Sexy Chucky? Come on, dude, that's odd. It's like the Chucky outfit, but it's a short skirt.
You're right, that's awful and hot at the same time.
That's definitely sexy.
Yeah.
All right, this last one, though, was not sexy. It was a takeout cup from a Chinese restaurant. You know, like the white cardboard box with the building on it? I don't even know what it in red.
That's kind of clever, actually.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's the sexy Chucky is definitely sexy.
It's because she's a redhead,
dude.
That's what sells
sexy,
you.
Sexy Hogwarts student. That's hot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Oh, that's, I mean, come on. That's awesome.
She, I don't think whoever it is has to be a woman who did this. It doesn't realize how easy it is for guys to think you're sexy. Like, you just slap anything.
Yeah, it's true.
You could probably even make a slutty Hitler work at the end of the day.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah. Sexy racist caricature of a Native American woman. That is sexy.
Sexy racist caricature of a Native American woman.
Oh, man. Oh, let me do one more because we're just about out of time here. Sexy Freddy Krueger? Yeah, that is sexy.
The nails are, in a weird way.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It would be cooler if you could see her stomach and like the shirt was ripped. You know what I mean? Almost like Padme on Star Wars.
Yeah. You get that. There's definitely no burn makeup involved in the sexy
version
of Freddy.
No burn makeup involved.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right, well, that's pretty much all we have for this week, but we'll be back next week on Sunday nights with another full hour on The Status Bro. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Thanks.
Andrew?
Make me a sandwich, Internet.
And our old producer, Ryan, sitting in.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm sorry, make me a sandwich, 1190.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week on 1190 AM.